Now, speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. There's a story of two neighbours, both very proud of their gardens. One day, neighbour one asks neighbour two if he'd like to look round his garden. He shows it off like a tour guide at Kew. He points at a tall, spiky plant and says, "Isn't that magnificent?" Neighbour two looks at it. It's a thistle. The same weed he spends ages digging out of his garden. Then neighbour one shows him a patch of dandelions. "I've been cultivating these for years," he says. "They are my pride and joy." Neighbour two nearly weeps. "This is where all the ruddy dandelions are coming from. One man's flower is another man's weed." The gospel today helps us ask the question, how do we live in a world where good and bad are mixed together, where weeds and wheat exist side by side? It is one of Jesus' more challenging parables because it absolutely describes the world we live in. We see goodness, kindness, generosity, courage and compassion, and we see things that are destructive: cruelty, selfishness, injustice and violence. We see that mixture in our society, in our news, and if we are honest, sometimes we see it in ourselves. We often assume that people who come to church are universally good and holy. But of course we know, don't we, that's just not true. We are a mixture of wheat and weeds. And we know that faith and doubt can sit side by side. We know we can love God deeply and still struggle with anger, fear, or temptation. We know we can be wheat in one moment and feel very weed-like in the next. Those looking in on us see goodness and what they would term hypocrisy side by side. And Jesus says, guess what? That's how the world is. That's part of being human. So Jesus understands this. He names it. He doesn't pretend the field is tidy. He doesn't pretend the world is simple. He doesn't pretend people are either all good or all bad. He tells us the wheat and weeds grow together. And then he tells us something wonderful. God is patient with the mixture. Now this confronts our instinct to sort, judge, fix, purify and control. We want the field to be clean. We want our lives to be uncomplicated. We want the world to be simple. We want a clear delineation between good and evil so we can name it and point at it. If we're a mixture of the two, that makes it way more complex. Good and evil, faithfulness and failure, hope and disappointment, holiness and sin. Oh no, why couldn't things be more black and white? Part of our current tension in our country is the desire of some to present the world as clear-cut and black and white. I am right and you are wrong. All, insert name of minority here, are XYZ. The space for nuance, for grey, for complexity, is being squeezed. This parable today forces us to confront a complex, mixed world where the distinction between weed and wheat is much more difficult to make. When the servants want to act decisively, when they want to identify the weeds, when they want to uproot what they think is wrong, Jesus says, no, no, that's not your job. That judgment belongs to God alone. We don't see enough to know how to make the distinction. Because I'm sure that what we would say would be, Lord, pull up the weeds, deal with them. I don't think we would say, Lord, pull up the weed that is me. So what does this parable leave us with? It shows us that God understands his people. He gets us. He knows we are a mixed bag of good and bad. The parable doesn't say everything is a wheat or everything is a weed. It acknowledges the complexity and confusion of a world in which there is great good and great evil. It acknowledges that we are tangled, connected, and that to make a clear distinction is almost impossible and undesirable. That's not to be passive and say, oh well, we're a mix of good and bad, nothing to be done. This is not permission to kick back and say, oh, weed and wheat, meh, nothing we can do. Jesus says, God waits. God doesn't rush. If God acted with the speed we sometimes demanded, if God tore out everything that was wrong in the world, everything that was wrong in the church, everything that was wrong in us, none of us would survive the process. God's patience is his mercy. He waits because he wants the wheat to flourish. He waits because he wants people to grow. He waits because he sees potential where we see problems. He waits because he knows that the story is not finished yet. He welcomes us as we are, wheat and weeds mixed together, because he sees the good in us. And yes, he says, there will be a harvest. And in that harvest, all the weeds are stripped out and burned up. And the good stuff, the wheat, is put into God's safe storage, into his barn, into his heart. That's not something to fear. That's where hope is. There may be times in our lives when things feel like bindweed, tightly wrapped around us, squeezing the life out of us, starving us of goodness and growth. That can be anxiety, that can be guilt, that can be anger, that can be jealousy, that can be all sorts of things. And it can feel impossible on our own strength to cast these things off. And God says, I see this. I see you, and I will make it right. I will take the weeds away. I will keep all that is good safe in my heart. At the end of your days, you will not come to God burdened and wrapped up in ugly weeds, but rather the goodness that is in you, the things that bear fruit, he'll gather that up. He'll never lose those. He'll keep them safe forever. In the end, this parable leaves us with a quiet, steady confidence that God knows the field, God knows the mixture, God knows us. He is patient with our tangles, merciful with our weaknesses, and committed to nurturing every good and fruitful thing he has planted in us. We don't need to fear the weeds, nor indeed obsess over them. We need only keep growing toward the light, trusting that the God who sees clearly will one day gather all that is good into his keeping and make all things right. May we live with that hope, that patience, and that trust as we follow him.